Blog Talk Radio.
Angelic guidance. I was checking it like crazy just because I have this combination of, you know, the research head and then I have the very intuitiveness. One of the things I've learned, and I did learn this from my parents, my father is extremely intuitive and not greatly schooled. And my mom, she was a valedictorian, extremely intelligent, but her intuition didn't always kick in. So what I learned was the intelligence is fine, but the intuition is what really is going to guide your life. And to me, that's the most intelligent part of us that we neglect. You know, a lot of times we get an intuitive flash or insight, and instead of going with it, what do? Oh, I can't do this because we make the list. We talk ourselves out of it. We talk ourselves into what you want to do because your ego and your will is pushing the way instead of your listening to your intuitive flow. So many people will talk themselves in and out of things rather than following their inner guidance, which is something that you kind of have to learn to trust by practicing with it and using it and then seeing what happens. And so through my life, I've learned that that's always given me the clearest answer. And when I don't listen to it, it puts me off course or off, you know, it puts me astray. So the intuition is a really important guidance system. It's rudimentary. It's what kept us from getting eaten by tigers back in the day. It's something that we all have. And if you think about it, if you're walking down the street and you get that funny feeling like someone's behind you, as you mentioned, you're going to turn around. And why do you know someone's there? Because of your intuition. You get this funny feeling like you're being watched or somebody's around or you're not safe. People that don't follow that get themselves in trouble. If you follow it, you're good. Like the time I was in, I was down in Atlantic City and I was on a teacher's thing, you know, with a meeting. And all of a sudden I had this weird feeling that I had to run. So I was with two other teachers. I just took off running. And they know me, they follow me. And I look back and there was this guy, I don't know if he would have hurt me or not, but I had this really strong impulse that I had to run. And my friend's like, okay, she's running, we're following her because she's got good intuition.
And, you know, but those are the kinds of things that I think we need to talk about more to give examples for to people. Because,
yeah.
You know, I've talked about this a lot. You know, I've talked about, you know, what it means for me. When I teach people about street smart spirituality, I always ask the question, it's 3 a.m, you're walking down Manhattan or a dark street in the city. You just left the bar with a couple of your friends and you realize that, you know, it's raining and you have 3 city blocks to go, but you see this shortcut. It's a dark alley. You can't even see down the other end of the alley. Do you take that alley? And 9 people out of 10 will say, no.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask them why, and they'll say it doesn't feel right. But how do we do this in our lives? Because, see, this is the work that you're doing to help people. And, you know, this is, you know, what you're doing to say, look, this is something we can learn. You know, how do we make this stronger? How can we receive more guidance, right? How do we do this? Because I think in the world we're living in right now, we're almost forgetting that we have an internal guidance system.
Absolutely.
Even if the world is coming around outside, you know, outside of us, we have something internally. What have you discovered about and how do you use it now in the work you do to help others?
You know, it's funny. I've always been able to kind of feel someone's energy and just intuitively kind of know someone was upset. And as a child, they might say, oh, you know, I'd walk in a room and my stomach would bother me if people had an argument an hour ago, you know. And I've always been able to kind of feel that. And I think the reason is I really do love people and I care about them. So I think there's a compassion response with how people are feeling. I think I've always had that. However, I've met people that have been able to develop this working with me and taking some classes and such. And part of it is teaching people how to tap in to their body wisdom instead of up here. Because when you overthink something, you're very disconnected with the guidance system that's in your energy field and in your body. So I do one technique with people where I have them feel where their emotions are held. And that does affect your health if you're holding and stuffing emotion. It does affect choices that you make. So when you're able to experience a decision before you make it, before you jump in, using your body awareness, that is one really powerful way to decide whether you should or shouldn't make a certain decision. You know, and that's another thing I could do. It's only a few minutes if you want me to do that later or another segment.
Yeah. So what I love about this is like real-time, like, viewing.
Yeah. You want me to do it?
I bet you've been called to do it. I bet you heard a little something. Did you?
I did.
Yes. That's why I'm not getting in the middle of what you're hearing. I'm just saying.
Right.
I've learned that.
You're saying. All right. So here's what I'd like all the listeners to do. So if you can, put your feet flat on the ground. And what I'd like you to do is just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths in and out. And as you do, the breath is just calming your system. Take another slow breath in and out. And what I'd like you to do is in your mind's eye, any way you can, emotionally, feeling, sensory, I want you to imagine something that would be a stressful situation for you. And as quickly as you can, I would like you to put your hands on your body where you are feeling that emotion or where you're feeling tightness or something that didn't feel this way a few minutes ago. So you can imagine what the place looks like. You can imagine the situation. And then quickly put your hands where they're placed. So then I'd like you to open your eyes. Dr. Pat, did you try that or not?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm trying to do the show and do it at the same time.
Do you have your hands placed somewhere right now?
Yes.
Where are they, on your stomach? Where are they?
Yeah,
okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to tell you is sometimes you place
not
hands.
Not the lower stomach.
Right here.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Boom.
Okay.
That's it.
That's
right
a
there.
Very common place for people to hold distress. That is your third energy point called your solar plexus chakra. That's where we bring our creative message to the world. That's our confidence center. When things go wrong in people's lives, many times the distress will hit. And they'll say, oh, my gosh, I'm not good enough. I'm a fake. I'm not doing my job. I could have done it better. And it'll affect the self-esteem point until they are mindful enough to say, you know what, it's hitting my self-esteem. It's fine. I can make another decision. I can find my way out of this. I can figure it out. And then it'll release. But some people don't make that mind leap to know, oh, I'm holding something. Let me let it go. And it continues to wreak havoc on their system. Okay. Many people will hold hands in different areas. Like if your hands go here, for our listeners, if your hands are on your throat, that means that it hits your communication center. So instead of being able to voice how you're feeling, it shuts you down. And that's very common, too, for women, not to be able to express themselves.
Oh.
You know, it hits in different areas.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, and we'll take it up when we come back from break.
Yes.
I put a lot of times my hands are on my thighs, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think because this is my interpretation of it, but I don't think this is true. I want to hear about it from you when you come back. My interpretation is because I played a lot of sports. For example, I played softball for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I played in a position, you know, where you're down, right? Not an outfield position, but a, you know, shortstop, third base kind of thing. And my hands were always then on my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed this the other day that when I sit, I do that a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure what that's about. And people do other things. Like some people will sit with their arms crossed, or they'll sit holding their hands, or, you know, some people will hold one arm up. Come back. We're going to talk more about what that looks like and what that is. For those of you, 1-800-930-2819, we'd love to give you a copy of Rosemary's book. When we come back, how do you know you're being divinely guided? Do you question it? Do you doubt it? Do you ignore it? That's a juicy one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Rosemary D.
ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Einstein once said, the only real valuable thing is intuition. Did you know that everyone is intuitive? It's a natural gift that you improve your intuition. Rosemary Dee is bringing a special Zoom workshop to all of you on November 9th. You're going to learn to use your intuitive abilities to read photos, remote viewing, and to try out easy techniques for decision making. If you want to sign up for this or learn more about Rosemary, go to rosemaryd.com. That's rosemaryd.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on the process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationships with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm so thrilled to be introducing you all to Rosemary Dee, and we did give one copy of the book away, and I think we actually have another, Divine Messengers, and please, the same phone number, 1-800-930-2819, and we'd love to give you a copy of the book. Say hi to Benny when you call in, for sure. Rosemary Dee is joining us here today, and I want to make sure you know how to get a hold of Rosemary. The best way, it's real simple, rosemarydee.com. Real simple, you go over there. If you want to find out about the books, you can go to growyourspiritbooks.com. If you want to schedule a session with Rosemary, very easy to do, rosemarydee.com. Everything's on the website. Because this is about, you know, so many, and I love what Rosemary's talking about today. If you want to cut to the chase and find out what you need to let go of, what you need to remove, how you can be divinely guided, you just want to give Rosemary a call. And these are times right now where so many people are realizing, I can't do it alone. This is not the journey I want to take. And then, Benny, we're going to skip the last break, Olivia, Jacob. Rosemary, look, let's talk about the knowing. I call it the knowing for lack of a better word. And the knowing, it's in the best of times and in the worst of times.
Mm-hmm.
If we could hold on to the knowing and the knowing that I'm not alone, that there is something maybe I cannot see, mm-hmm. and I want to get some insight. Mm-hmm. How do we know? Because people question. They're like, those angels, they're there for Rosemary.
No.
They're even there for Pat. But tell us about this and how we understand coincidences and synchronicities are not that, that maybe they're divinely appointed.
Yeah, and the synchronicity thing is something that it used to happen to me so much when I was younger that I'm like, well, that's weird. That's a strange coincidence. And then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, it's not just a coincidence because it happens all the time. So I've had some strange things happen. A lot of people have them as well, but they overlook them. They don't pay attention to them. Just even something simple, like I was thinking of my deceased parents and I was riding down the highway. I'm like, you know, I wish I would have, you know how mom and dad are doing. And a big truck goes by and it had the name Sam's Club, right? Now, normally someone would say, oh, it's a truck. Well, that was my father's name. The next truck that goes by is Rose T or something like that. That was my mother's name. But it was like right after I had that thought. So intuitively, I know that I was being told, they're fine, stop worrying. Everything's good, you know, you're going to be okay. The thing that blocks people is truly a couple things. Their thinking mind, overthinking that, you know, not really like believing it with faith that things happen. And also continuing to question what is. So if you're getting an intuition and then you keep trying to talk yourself out of it, that's not honoring the intuitive insight that you're getting. So a lot of times people will get a really strong insight, like, oh, no, that can't be. And then they'll go through all the reasons why that intuition is not right. And then they're going to find out later, oh, you know what, I should have listened to myself. I knew I couldn't trust that person. I should have followed through. I should have listened. And really, you know, life will tell you, you know, when your intuition is and you're following it, you will get more intuitive insight. When you don't follow it, you ignore it, and you're using your willpower all the time,
yeah.
The intuition will kind of go in hiding because our minds are kind of bossy. We have a very bossy left brain that wants to tell everybody what to do and judge everything. You know, I've had experiences where I'm teaching people how to tap in with their angels, and they're like, I got this message, but it must be just me making it up. And I'm like, well, were you thinking of it before? Well, no. Well, does it sound like you when you read it back to yourself? Well, no. Well, then you have to go on faith that that's probably more than you think it is. The same with intuition. You're given an insight. Follow it and see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? You look foolish when I run to the store with my business card in hand to give to somebody I'm going to meet that I don't know. You know, I mean, you have to just follow it through and not be afraid of making a mistake or looking silly or what will people think of me. The way I look at it is at this time in my life, it's fine if you don't like me. It's fine if someone doesn't get me. It's okay. You know, I know who I am at this point, and I think people have to get to the point where they know they're being guided, and even if I can't prove it to somebody, I know where it came from and I know what to do. So that's really the message for to remind people that we're all guided. Yeah.
I love this. You know, it's really interesting. When I was growing up a teenager, one of the things that started to happen to me is that we would go to Yonkers Racetrack. And mm-hmm. And I was very young, underage to even be there. But back then I was underage for a lot of things that I did anyway. And I would just know nothing about them, know nothing about the trotters, know nothing about any of that. And I went with people that were older than me, and I would just start picking them. And, you know, my friend would give me, like, $10 for, like, 5 races or something, mm-hmm. like $2 on the race, go put it down. And then they all come out in their little carriages, and I'd be like, okay, number 3, and I would go put my $2 on number 3. And
wow.
Number 3 would win, and it'd be like a 50-to-1 long shot.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying that gambling is the way to go with intuition, but it was one of the first indications, even though I had signs when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
it was the first indication of other people seeing it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
It's
one thing for you to know, oh my gosh, I didn't get on that bus, and wow, I looked at the headlines yesterday and that bus crashed.
Yes.
Or...
Yeah.
Linda and I will hesitate and procrastinate and not leave for the office, only to find out that as we're on the road, literally 60 seconds in front of us, a massive, you know, collision.
Oh, yeah.
But the racetrack was an interesting indicator.
It is.
I still didn't know it was that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, one thing to have a sight on it and to, like, play with it,
mm-hmm.
another thing to know how to use it. And the reason I'm asking you about this is because that little racetrack thing was short-lived. Why? Because emotionally it got crazy for me.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure of it. Like, oh, my gosh, she didn't pick the winner. I mean, it really, the emotional side of this got out of control. What's the relationship between intuition, emotion, and how we use intuition?
I think the best way to tap into any of this is to be very playful with it.
Yeah.
I do this game. I'm working with my class when I do develop your intuition, and we just play. I say, just pretend you're psychic, and they'll look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, no, just pretend you can, you know. And then we do different activities, and they'll come up with these amazing things. They're like, well, I didn't know I can do that. And I think it's when you play with it and you're not serious, you come at it like a child. Like a child that just got, like, I get excited. If I find, like, a dime on the sidewalk, I'm like, oh, I'm manifesting money. Like, but I'm so childlike. In my head, I'm like a 10-year-old, I guess. But I just love the idea of being surprised by an intuition or an insight or an opportunity. And I think the more that you get excited about these little things, then the bigger ones come. You know, I was told, actually, I guess a month ago, had a friend of mine said, something big's coming. And you're going to get out to the world. Something big's coming. I don't know what it is, but something's coming. And I think this is it. But, you know, it's just, it's so funny how, you know, you get these insights. And then if you go at it like a child without worry, then you're not blocking it. The worry is a block. You know, the worry about is it the right choice is a block. Sometimes you don't know until you walk through it. And sometimes the wrong choice is the right choice. It makes no sense on paper. But you make the wrong choice, and it leads you to the next right choice. Or it may shift your life in a different direction, that if you didn't make that mistake, as they say, you wouldn't be on the path you're on now.
So, okay, we need to talk about that one for a minute.
Okay.
This is, like, really key, what you just said. Because, see, a lot of times things will show up, and we'll put them in a, that was not such a good thing that happened right
mm-hmm.
there. Okay. My job loss after 24 and a half years and the timing of that,
mm-hmm.
when you're in the middle of that and you're thinking, how did this even happen to me? I was like 6 months away from a full pension. I didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah.
And it happens. And then your trajectory about what to do next just shows up. I mean, honestly, for me, my boss is ripping my little badge off my neck, and all I can think about is Columbia going to still take my application that's, like, years old,
mm-hmm.
right? But sometimes things may seem bad, and I had a friend say to me once, Pat, here's the deal. It's not good, and it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
It just is.
Isn't that helpful for us to understand that intuition is always, that this energy is always operating?
It is, and it's very neutral. So one of the things that when an intuitive insight comes in, it doesn't feel like, wow, you know, it doesn't yell at you. It'll come in quietly, and you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
So it comes in quietly, and that's it has, it's a neutral voice. So it's not, you know, yelling at you. It's not real obvious at first, but the more you're able to understand this little voice that comes in that's quiet, you're like, oh. You know, then you begin to realize it's really what you do with the choice that makes it positive or negative to your life. And to me, if you go through something and you don't learn anything, then it's a negative. If you go through a terrible thing and you learn something about yourself and you learn something about your choices, then that's powerful. And you've used your intuition to help you grow. And that's really the same way I look at all choices and all life lessons. It's really to move us along our path and for us to know who we are as a person and to use our life in service or to help other people. And that's really what I found is one hand's always pulling the other one up. You know, if someone's going to pull me up, I pull them up, and it's a team. You know, it's the way life is as far as I'm concerned.
And it's interesting the way it creeps in. For example, I'm going to give you an example. I'd love for you to comment on this, especially in the way you work with people to help them understand that there is angelic guidance, there is divine guidance coming through. I mean, I get hundreds of emails an hour, and I clicked on an email this morning that was something like, it said something like, this company is hiring as its chief canine officer a dog. Okay. So, and this is like a business thing that I subscribe to, like a C-suite thing.
Yeah.
And it just, for a moment, it got my attention. Now, is it really for me to look at hiring a dog to run our company? It's not. But it's interesting how much exposure I have had in the past week to dogs.
Oh, okay.
Linda's house sitting the Daisy.
Yeah.
Dee Dee's got the Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like dogs is coming up in my life. So for me, am I going to run out and get a dog? I don't think so. Always messages that are trying to get through. How do we help people get to what the message is? Now, I was smart enough to stop and look at the email, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And no, I'm not going to hire a dog to run a company. Well, I don't know. I don't think I am. But you get my point. It got my attention.
So dogs are actually a symbol for loyalty.
Oh, boy.
Okay, loyalty.
Yeah.
And also the friendliness. So the dog totem shows up with friendliness. For me, it's hawks. So when I moved in, I got all these hawks, you know, over my property. I got hawk feathers. I went to a native powwow. I had a native giving me a hawk feather. Like, I had these weird things with hawks, and I always did. As a child, I used to put my body in a hawk and fly. I never thought this was a weird thing because I thought everybody did that. You know, so I was like 5 or 6 years old, I was flying in hawks. So, you know, it's very strange, though. But those are strange experiences. But, you know, it's like the taste of chocolate. If someone never tasted chocolate, for me to describe what it tastes like to you, it's going to be different for you because your intuitions are going to come in your way and mine are going to come in my way. But it's always a small voice and some sort of strange, like, pattern or coincidence that is kind of undeniable. Like the dog thing, you know, for you that's coming up.
And boy, did you just hit it the nail right on the head right there.
Mm.
Just hit the nail right on the head right there. And, you know, it's interesting we're talking about this. It's because, you know, loyalty, and I mean loyalty in a different way than it's been politicized in the media.
Yeah.
I don't believe in unconditional loyalty. I just don't.
No.
That's what got us into Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
So I'm not a believer in that. But I stayed with a company 24 and a half years. I mean, hello, that is a long time, right?
Yeah.
I have a best friend that I've had since 1972. So clearly this is something in my thing, like my makeup, my, I don't know what you want to call it. It's like in there. And yet, it's an interesting thing you shared that I'm going to think about now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you said it, thinking, what part of my body just felt that? Doesn't the body also play a role? You know how we see these tuning forks that when you strike them, right? Doesn't intuition also try to get our attention or make us aware?
Yes.
And where the body, what's going on in the body?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you'll get dreams of certain things. Like I was going through some kind of health issue, and I dreamt of an upside-down vase, and I dreamt of it was labeled red clover. So, of course, the next day I look it up, and it was something for the uterus area, you know, when you're going through menopause or whatever to help your body balance. And it's something our dreams will also have intuitive insights because we're not blocking it when we're sleeping. And also those little like moments where something will just come to you or your body will feel something strange. Like when I was walking in a house that had a bad vibe to it, I just felt something like go down my back, like, oh, I feel weird in here. And I kept feeling like people were screaming in there and there was nobody in there. And I found out that the couple that was selling the house was screaming at each other and it was a violent divorce.
Wow.
But I was feeling the imprint in the room. My body was feeling it. So part of it is just understanding that our bodies are really sensitive sometimes to that, And some people are more sensitive than others. You might get those kids that always get stomach aches and want to puke. Those are your sensitives. There's always one kid in the family that's the one that clears out the crazy energy of mom, dad, and the brothers and sisters. And that kid usually will have an emotional upheaval, stomach aches, troubles, because they're trying to process all the garbage from the family. So there's always sensitives in a family group.
Yeah, so. Well, can I relate to that? But, you know, it's interesting what we're saying because it allows us to really explore things further. You and I are going to continue to do a number of shows together. And, and by the way, we did give a copy of the book away, so that is awesome.
Okay.
I wanted to say to people that if you're out there, you will receive a free 30-minute discovery session with Rosemary. All you need to do is just let Rosemary know that you heard it on a broadcast. That's all you need to tell her. And rosemaryd.com is the place to go for that. It's fascinating what we're talking about. So first of all, we're talking about don't be too busy not to pay attention. That's my paraphrase. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we're talking about it, I'm thinking to myself, I just watched a movie recently, and it won't let go of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fun movie. It's not the normal movies that I watch, right, the sci-fi movies, but it's a fun movie. And, you know, I'm thinking about it, just the character from it pops up over and over and over again. And the story itself is about empowerment. And mm-hmm. it's that Free Guy movie,
What's the movie
that came out. It's called, Benny, it's called Free Guy with...
I didn't see that yet.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to tell you about it.
Okay.
But it's an interesting movie, and, you know, Jodie Comer I love anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an interesting movie, and I found myself at the end writing a different ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, there's something about this I got to look at a little closer. There's something about this that's really interestingly got hold of me. And I want to ask you this in the last 2 minutes or so we have left. When we get these insights, we don't always know. It's not always clear.
Mm-hmm.
What can we say to people in this last few minutes left to say, look, if you're getting something, here's what you can do with it.
First thing is think of the next step you can take with that decision or whatever you're thinking of. Write it down, date it. If you're not sure about it, close your eyes and imagine yourself making that choice. See if your body feels open or shut down or closed. See if you're getting any tenseness or any anxiety from that thought. If not, then make that next step. It could be something small. You know, a friend wants to publish something. Okay, how does that feel? What's the next step? Well, I have to get it edited. Well, okay, do that next step. Whatever the next thing is what you should try to do, and that next step will then give you the next step of the staircase, as it were. You know, so just each small step will lead you further, and the more you honor it, the stronger your intuition gets.
I love it. Rosemary, thank you so much for today. Again, tell people how they can find out more about you, and please, what is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Just know that you're loved. Know that you are guided, and know that even though you're going through problems in your life and things happen, it's going to be okay. Just have faith and trust that we are being guided and that there's always choices. And that would be it. And you can contact me at info@rosemaryd.com.
Yeah. I wonder if you guys can contact me at info@thedrpatshow. How many of you are there, watch that Free Guy movie and wish there was a different ending? Or is that just me and my own small... We're going to have a little contest. Or is that just me in my own small imaginary world reflecting or projecting on a movie about something in my life? That's what I need to talk to Rosemary D about. Let's take a short break, everybody. We're not done yet. We're going to be kicking it up again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys, this is Rosemary. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary and Dr. Pat. You might want to get a sense of what your past life has been telling you. Maybe an hour for you is enough. Maybe it's not. If it isn't, you can sign up at rosemaryd.com to book in a discovery session with me. And if you mention this radio station, I'll give you a little extra time. But no matter what, please tune in for the next session on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue lighting up the world with me.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And on Wednesday to you, Penny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We're still on I-5 northbound, just north of the State Route 599 interchange. Ramos 157, that earlier collision blocking most of the lanes in that area. The current backup now is about 6 miles. Bring a patient along with you. Also on I-5 northbound near the HOV on-ramp from Broadway around Montez 192, another collision pressure blocks the lane from that area. Good thing the State Patrol had where I'm going to, and they are taking care of that collision. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and it's the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and scientific.
News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio. A coroner is at the Florida Nature Park where items belonging to Brian Laundry have been located. This morning, the lawyer for Laundry's family says articles belonging to Gabby Petito's fiance have been found in the park. The Sarasota County Medical Examiner's Office then confirmed it was called to the dense and swampy park in southwest Florida. Overhead TV shots show a tent police have set up, but it's unclear what they're looking at. The FBI and Northport, Florida police are on the scene where they met with Laundry's parents today. The South Florida man charged with carrying out a high school massacre that left 17 people dead is pleading guilty to the charges. Rory O'Neill reports.
Distraught family members filled the courtroom to hear Nicholas Cruz plead guilty to the 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The 23-year-old was given a chance to address the court.
I have to live with this every day, and it brings me nightmares, and I can't live with myself sometimes.
Cruz was also sentenced in an unrelated case for attacking a jailhouse guard.
I'm trying my best maintain my composure, and I just want you to know I'm really sorry.
Cruz could still get the death penalty when a sentencing hearing is held early next year. I'm Rory O'Neill.
The CDC could announce later today whether it'll recommend mix and match COVID booster shots. A CDC panel is meeting right now, considering boosters from both Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. A National Institutes of Health study shows that giving people a different booster from their original vaccine type triggers a stronger immune response. A third Pfizer shot has already been approved for seniors 65 and up and those with serious medical issues. NASA and SpaceX are pushing back their next manned mission by one day. The Crew 3 rocket launch is now scheduled for 2:21 a.m. on October 31st. The crew of four astronauts is set to arrive at the International Space Station in the early morning hours of November 1st. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see pretty much clouds and rain on and off throughout the day today. High temperatures around 59, 60 degrees. Tonight, the clouds will hang around. The showers will lighten up just a bit. Low temperatures around 51. For Thursday and running up into the weekend, yep, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s with low temperatures in the upper 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge, the concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help, and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on the Healing Hour right now.
So I love how it says, let's get you unstuck. Well, I don't know about you guys, but this is almost like I've got my big waders on and I am in Cal Abbey. So that's what Dr. Pat and I are going to talk about today. I'm Dr. Sharon Martin. You have the Healing Hour. And this is when the world has literally gone bat guano bonkers. Pat, what do you think? I think it's gone bonkers.
Yeah, I think at so many levels it is, and rightly so in a lot of ways. And let's talk about what we mean by gone bonkers. We've not been prepared in the day and age we live in. You know, there's not a preparation that the world has gone through for what we have experienced in the past 24 months. There are snippets of it. There are some countries that have been through some things. There are some parts of this country where things have hit epidemic levels. I mean, there's so many things that we can point to. But there are very few in this lifetime now that we could point to. You know, I remember having a conversation with my uncle once, and before he passed away, about what was it like for them during World War II. And you know, I wanted to know because I come from a military family. You know, the only reason my dad didn't serve was because he owned a trucking company, and trucking was important. And I wanted to know what that was like. And I think about where we are today, and it was like the way he described that to me, because there's a reason it was called World War. Uncertain, unknown, length of time, undefined. Adjustments in how the economy worked. My aunt, you know, on the docks welding bolts into ships. In, you know, my aunts were small people, you know, crawling into the corners with the welding thing with the bolts, right? But we had structure. And there was leadership and there was a game plan. This is different. There are so many variables at the moment. Unless you live in Germany and you have Chancellor Merkel, who's running the ship and really telling you, like, when you're going to brush your teeth and how you're going to do it, and this is the way we do it, every day is undefined, it's unknown, and unpredictable. What do you think?
I think we are flying by the seat of our pants.
That's it.
No, I mean... And I think there are more reasons than just the fact that all of this has been previously unknown to us. There's actually energetic explanations. We are in topsy-turvy, world, planetary, galactic, universal, energetic evolution. So everything is literally in a turmoil, and nothing is predictable.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when nothing is predictable, not the way anything ever went before? You cannot count on it. What is your, first of all, do you fall apart? And secondly, what can you do? What tools do you have? What do you have, Matt? What has been your answer to get through?
I think the answer for me, and it goes back to when this all started, and I think, and I say this lovingly, I think those of us in Washington State have had a head start of all of you. I think we've had a head start. And the reason we've had a head start is because this really boiled up in our own backyard. You know, it kind of reminds me of my friends who live in Lyme, Connecticut, L-Y-M-E, Lyme disease, Lyme, Connecticut. They've had a head start on that conversation. But we had a head start here. And I think the thing is that the mind is a powerful and destructive thing all at the same time. And yet what people have been experiencing emotionally cannot be described. You on the front lines cannot describe it. Just can't. It's like talking to my friend who is the baton commander of a fire station in Bakersfield. It would be like him trying to tell me what it was like for him and his battalion to be out there fighting fire, right? Battalion. Thank you, Benny. He can tell me, and I can watch movies, but until you feel the heat of that flame, like chasing you down, you don't know. And see, that's where we are now. People are feeling the heat of the flame that's chasing them down, and they don't know what to do. They're not trained as the fire chief. We're not trained. So what does it cause? It causes us to be batshit crazy. That's what happens. Alcohol rates, online buying through the roof. Cannabis is being sold and smoked and eaten and used. Food is being ingested because we do not have coping mechanisms for where we are today.
But I'm going to tell you a few that I think will help.
That's why you're here.
But I want to talk a little bit more about the energetics here, because we can see the details in the literal world. We can see such and such happen. Shooter here. Brian Laundrie somewhere in the park in one of the Everglades. You know, we have all these incoming things. But if you stop and feel it, there is literally, you are bombarded by waves of energy, tsunami waves of energy that you have not experienced before. They are coming from flashes from the sun. They're coming from the Earth's own evolution as a planet. It is so much bigger than what we're used to sensing. And it's tossing us around. And I like to think of our energy field, and believe me, I don't understand this as well as some beautiful spiritual teachers do, but we have inner polarities. All our molecules have a positive and a negative. And when you get tossed around by all of this, your literal chemical composition gets twisted. And I'm going to tell you a story, and then we'll move later on the show for me to tell you how I think we can help fix it. I'm a scientist. I was trained as a physiologist. I have a PhD. I taught at Emory School of Medicine in Atlanta. So I like the facts. So I had a person come in. She drives a school bus. She's sick for 3 days. She wants me to test. She thinks she has a sinus infection. I said, we're going to test you for COVID. Stay in your car. We test her. We tell her she's positive and that she cannot drive. She goes around to the back of the building where our local pharmacy is, tells them that our test could not have been right, that she doesn't believe it, and she wants them to test her. Well, that's a two-day process. So she continues to drive the school bus. Now, every scientific bone in my body is screaming. Well, how can you not absorb? What did we lie to you about the test? How do you not believe it? Did you want to work so badly that you're willing to risk all the children you're in contact with and their parents and their grandparents to put them in and off the bus. Well, as I'm telling you this, I'm getting agitated myself. And that kind of incoming distress where you can't handle what's going on is what adds to what we call an energetic reversal. And that's where all of your polarities inside you are getting spun around, that your coherence, your energetic coherence is in jeopardy. And then that actually can lead you to disconnect with reality. Well, I thought she was a little bit disconnected. Had another family. Their mother was sick in the hospital. Then the grandmother got sick and ended up dying from COVID. This was several months ago. The other family members don't believe the COVID test. They won't get it. But they want us to do a blood test for COVID antibodies, which is what you show as if you've had the disease. You'll believe the antibody test, but you won't believe the COVID test. I don't get it. So what I'm saying is we all have our personal things that trip us, you know? That tripped me. I'm, like, tripped out. It's just when it's unbelievable like that, you can go off the edge.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when we're going to take a short break, and when I want to come back, I want to tell you how I almost went off the edge and then what I did to fix it.
And you know what you're talking about here is, and let me say this, as a business owner and as somebody that is acutely aware of, you know, in our state what the requirements are, I take them pretty literal. And, you know, it's really fascinating to me that how our perspective on things, especially if you're in an office building like we are, and you reach out to the landlord and you try to say, look, I just want to point this out to you because we're concerned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you engage in this argument and forth, right? Where all you're trying to do is say, look, can we make this safer? Can we make this cleaner? And then you get accused of being not grateful. And at some point, you get to that shift crazy moment where you either got to know how to hold them or fold them. And you say, you know what? The cleanliness of this building is not my responsibility. What I'm going to do here in this building, I'm going to get my friend Dee Dee. She's going to come in and she's going to clean her own space. And I want to make sure for my team that this is up to my standard. But in the meantime, the gap between that beginning and that realization, that's the bat shift crazy space.
Yeah.
That's where if you don't have the tools, you're going to tell us about when we come back.
Over the cliff.
Over the cliff without your hang glider. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, everybody.
All right. We'll be back.
To wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefulhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, go ahead, Sharon. Sorry. I lost control of myself right there.
You're so used to it, Pat. I'm Doc Mart. I'm with Dr. Pat Healing Hour. Let's talk about quickly about what I did when I was walking in guano. I actually called one of my spiritual teachers. Her name is Dr. Patrice Fields. You'll want to check out her website, spirit-evolving.com, and had an energy session with her. And her gift is she's amazing at reading energy fields. And she said, you are reverse. I said, reverse? Well, I don't even know how to tell if I'm reverse. I know I'm bonkers. But she showed me a tapping technique to break that. And if you don't know tapping, and I'm not going to spend time here, you can go to the EFT website. Dr. Dawson Church has a website, Emotional Freedom Technique. It is a simple do-it-yourself, breaking up the flow of your energy field when you're thinking the thoughts that get you off kilter. Well, anyway, so we worked on that. In her, Dr. Patrice Fields' website is a practice that was given to her by Padmasambhava, somebody with whom she communes on the inner planes. And it's called the platform practice. And so I had known about it, and I started doing it a little bit more, with a little more discipline, a little more diligence. So that helped me. But what I want to tell you guys are the things. We're going to spend the rest of the show. We'll probably take a quick break halfway between now and the end. Of ways that I think that you can do benefit for yourself. Now, remember, this is your energy field bombarded, discombobulated, in the guano, knee-deep in cow poop. And that if we remember that your thoughts create your reality, so your thoughts have an energy pattern, and as it sends that energy pattern out through your body, you are sending the electrical signals with which your field then resonates. So when you're thinking stuff like, I can't believe this person said that our test, they didn't believe our test. What does she think? We're just taking her money and not doing real medicine? You know, what do you mean they want an antibody test when they won't do the regular test? You know, so here goes my head in the all of, what do you mean? How is this possible? Well, those thoughts, you can even feel them. They are not smooth. They are not coherent. and they are not laden with hope, joy, gratitude, love. So check out Dr. Patrice Fields. Look up her website about how to de-reverse using tapping and how to do the platform practice. But I want to take now the time here to go through ways that I think you can regulate your field. And I want you to feel this as I say it. It's often in Patrice's monthly telecalls when we center our fields for our meditation. And just feel these. Asking your field to ground, center, balance, and align. I'm going to say it again. Ground, center, balance, and align. When we do each of these steps, I'm going to teach you a technique that I think will do grounding, will do balancing, etc. I want you just to feel your energy field. Let's take ground. Feel your energy field dropping to ground, and by that I mean the earth. This is where you need to connect to the earth. Humans have evolved literally lockstep with the earth. We do not exist without the earth. The evolution of the earth is our evolution. Every energetic component of the earth, every mineral, atom, molecular structure, we have it inside us. So when you ground, I want you to really be on the earth. If you're in a climate that allows you to be barefoot, great. Sit at the base of a tree. Plunk your butt, literally your root chakra, onto the ground. Preferably, if the ground is wet, don't use polyester or plastic to sit on. Maybe get some cotton or wool or put a wool sweater underneath you or something. When you connect, when you literally ground, and this use the electrical term, ground, the earth is a great sink, S-I-N-K, for energy. So when you connect, you are actually bringing into coherence all of your wayward electrical signals, your energy, and you are bringing them down to the earth, and the excess will be absorbed and transmuted. And then if you want to sit there meditatively and connect to the spirit of the earth and ask for help, if you want to feel, literally feel the earth, if you want to hold a stone, if you can't get outdoors, if you have a stone or a crystal, hold on to that. You want to feel it, and then you want to talk spiritually about linking your field up with that of the earth. So this is ground. And I really, really want you to feel that. And if you can't go and do it, at the very least, imagine it. Bring up a picture of something beautiful on the computer. Dive into it. But truthfully, barefoot, a tree, a grass, your butt on the ground, ground. That's a critical part. Pat, how do you connect to ground?
Brain tap. And yours will be on the way. And let me tell you why I say brain tap. I connect to the ground in a lot of different ways if I don't have 20 minutes or 25 minutes to really sit and have the whole experience. But there are many ways I've learned how to do it. You know, there's some things I love to do, right? And that I'm reminded of. If I really want to be grounded in a hot nanosecond, I call Linda. Mm-hmm. Right? Nobody is really as grounded as Linda in so many ways. And just hearing her voice in a strange way, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right? That's it. You know, I have other things that I do. Tactile, where I hold things?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I will do is I don't know if people can see behind me, but behind me I've got a couple of things, and there's a gemstone. I'm always surrounded by a stone. I'll just hold the stone in my hand, and that's enough. It's enough to, and maybe you can explain this better, it's enough to cut off the energy or the circulation of the ungrounded push. It doesn't always get me to the next place, but it will help me cut off that
frequency.
Break the
circuit.
Thank you.
You're breaking
the circuit.
Yep.
That's it. That's the right thing.
And that's what tapping does. But in
tapping does it.
Gemstone, you're bringing in something with a beautifully coherent energy field,
mm-hmm.
and you're touching it to yourself. All of your scatteredness that's looping around but not in the right way, maybe it's like going on the rock, you know, on the other side of the street, on the other lane, with, you know, traffic coming at you. You are putting in a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's boom. Stop that flow. Stop that current.
Jessica and I don't know if I can hold these up. Jessica and I wear these. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have different stones, but I wear these. This is on my wrist, and I wear it. And I'm fiddling. So during a show, I'm fiddling with it or I'm moving it down, and I'm just holding these little stones. And there's enough of that that will cut off whatever this is. Now, I will say, a lot of times that's temporary. So what you're talking about, though, Sharon, is you're talking about how do we take what we're discussing today, how do we take this idea of ground, center, balance, and align. Ground, center, balance, and align. If everybody just says that, ground, center, balance, and align, ground, center, balance, align, ground, center, balance, align, ground, center, balance, align. Just a mantra of that, ground, center, balance, align. That right there, because words have vibrational power in them. We did a study once. We took a look at sound waves. And when you say good, you see the sound waves. When you say bad, you see a sound wave. If you look at the sound waves, you could see the difference. But ground, center, balance, align.
And even say it a little more like an invocation or like an intentional command or a ground, center, balance, and align. And feel yourself get back in the groove. And I want the ground to really mean, like your stones, I want it to really mean earth.
Yeah. And I think that's really the key, what you're talking about and helping us understand today, is that, you know, we can reverse some of the batshift crazy stuff that's going on. And I think part of this is knowing that you can do that. And I think what you're sharing, Doc Martin, today is you're sharing this is a way to do it. This is a way. Where
yeah.
you are, what you're doing, this is it. And here's what I love about what you're doing. A lot of times what we learn is that transformative occurrences like this have to take an enormous amount of time, a lot of money, and we have to wait for the results. But what we're talking about today is instantaneously. It's instantaneous. You know, when you come up with a way to stop that, I also have a mantra. And I have to tell you that throughout my day, so I don't get off throughout my day, thank you. I say, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. And it plays in my head, right? Over and over and over and over and over again. It just plays like that. And when it doesn't, like today, I did not do that this morning because I got caught in that BS moment, that BS crazy moment this morning, that I had to get up. I walked in Jessica's room. She's very busy. And all I did was sit there and say, just ignore me. I just have to sit here.
Mm-hmm.
That is a version of grounding, right?
It very much is.
Isn't that what you're saying to people, though, today? Aren't you sharing things that people can do regardless of where they are and what situation they're in?
Yes, and it's a DIY. You don't need to hire anybody to tell you how to do it. And you don't have to spend any money. Do we want to take a break now and then roll through the end with other issues, or how do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's take a short break, because what we're going to talk about when we come back is, and try this, just try this for a moment while we're going to break. Just try saying it, ground, center, balance, align. Just try saying it, whatever way you want, ground, center, balance, align. Just try saying it. See what happens when you do that. For those of you that are listening live and you're trying it, call us. Let us know how it's working. Ground, center, balance, align. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the others are. Now, here's a question for you all to think about while we're gone. If you get ground right, does center come along with it? That's a really good question. I can't wait to hear what Dr. Martin's got to say about that. For you to find out more about Dr. Sharon Martin, please go to our website, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com, right? Ground, center, balance, lunch. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offering, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Bearfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kareen and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KareenBearfield.com.
Feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
I'm with Dr. Pat. This is the Healing Hour. And we're talking about when the world goes bat guano crazy, which it is right now. And we're talking about the things that I think we can do, we can each do, free, easy, accessible, to help really reconnect our energy field, get in coherence, start to resonate with what is matters right now, and that's things like nature and the earth. We talked about ground, and we're talking about ground, center, balance, and align. So let's talk about centering. And Dr. Kat asked the question, if you're grounded, aren't you automatically centered? And when I think about that, I think for the most part, yes, because when you're grounded, you are literally connecting your field to that of the earth. But it doesn't always bring you inward. And to me, centered is coming inward.
Mm.
So I want to talk to you about, and I've shared with you that the ground, center, balance, and align is something I learned from Dr. Patrice Fields, spirit-evolving.com. And what I'm going to talk to you next that I use for centering comes from Drunvalo Melchizedek, who was a spiritual teacher easily 20 years ago. A very enlightened being lives in, I believe he lives in Sedona, connected with the Hopi Indians. He did the Flower of Life. I don't know if you remember that teaching and the Merkaba. But he has a meditation that's called the Earth, Sky, Heart Meditation. So I want you to feel this as I describe it to you, because this is good stuff. Bring your awareness to your heart, and you do that by thinking of something you love. And if you're cranky with everybody around you, I can't love that bird, I can't love it. Well, maybe you love seeing a baby bunny. Maybe you love when your dog puts his chin on your knee. Think of something, however small, that you love, and that'll bring you to your heart space. And then you want to expand that feeling of love and send an energetic cord down through your body, out your feet, to the center of the earth. And you notice that's centering. So you are doing an electrical, I see this as a golden cable, a golden beam of light from your heart to the center of the earth. And you are sending that beam full of love. That's a beam of love. Nothing else, love. Even if it's just love of the funniest movie you just saw, whatever gives you that feeling, you're beaming the earth with love. And then because we are not in isolation, we are definitely connected. Sit for a moment and allow yourself to feel that energy coming back. And when you feel that love coming back, and you will feel it, you think, how can that be? There are literally energetic components and beings that are in the center of the earth that are going to send you back love. And they're going to put you in resonance with the center of the earth because of that beam of love. So you feel that. And the idea is to nourish yourself, because we have been walking in the doo-doo for a long time. So nourish yourself with this love coming back. Then turn your awareness to feeling that feeling of love again and send the beam to the center of the sky. Send it up to Father's sky. Beaming the celestial realms with love. Now it's easier to feel when it comes back to you, because that's where we associate higher beings and those of us who believe in God and angels. But send that beam of love up to Father's sky and then feel it coming back. Then you are sitting, I call it the Holy Trinity. You are the key component in the connection of heaven and earth. You sit right in the middle. You are integral in the spiritual journey of the earth, of the species, of the planet, of everything. So there you are, column of golden light between you and the sky coming back to you and from you down to the center of the earth and coming back. Hmm. So when your heart is in that space, that is amplifying
the field of love, which is going to influence your electrical field, your energy field, and put it back into the right resonance. So that's center. So when you feel yourself, you say center, just quickly send that being to the earth, bring it back, send it up to the sky, bring it back. Centering, beautiful. Ah, I like it. I just can feel it. So now let's talk about balance. I use two processes. I don't use them all at the same time. These are ways to think about your different facets. And so I chose to tell you today about think about the elements, earth, air, fire, and water. Or think about the colors. And we are literally an electrical field of light. So you have all the frequencies of the spectrum. You remember from middle school or high school, Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And of course, there's gold, silver, pink, and it goes on. But take, for example, those colors. And maybe you're out of balance in one of those colors, but if you do a quick meditation to flood your awareness, let's take red, flood your awareness with red, and feel it saturating every physical part of you, every mental part of you, every spiritual part of you, and your energy field. And just hold that color for a minute. And I like to think of what is the kind of red I want to do. So I think of a rose, I think of a cherry, a ripe strawberry, something, a cardinal in the spring, something that I can really focus on the color red. Flood your field with red. That is amplifying the frequency of red in your field. So now let's just take orange. I think of a pumpkin, a school bus, a sunflower, a marigold. Flood yourself with that. Flood yourself with an orange color of any kind. Then take yellow, the center of a daisy, a goldfinch. Flood yourself with that. Green, of course, beautiful green. Grass, leaves of the trees. Blue, sky blue, robin's egg blue, blue of the ocean, indigo. Indigo's maybe eggplant is an indigo. What else is indigo, Pat?
You know, indigo is a really interesting color because indigo is one of those colors that actually can transmute in front of you. It's one of the colors that when you say indigo, you know, people get different emotional responses from it. And it is the kind of color that, because it incorporates other colors in combination of other colors, it has so many different shades and meaning for different people. You know, it's fascinating. We're talking about colors because I'm sitting here and you were talking about red. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's fascinating when I think about red, the color red. It has such a love-hate relationship in the world, right? But without a doubt, it is one of the most common and popular of colors, right? We use it in our language. We use it to highlight logos. You know, we use it to explain emotions, right?
Think of how many flags of countries in the world have red. Think of how many Native American tribes used red as one of their medicine wheel colors.
Yeah. And from an indigenous perspective, there are so many. And so if you know it, like I have a rug, and I have a rug that was handmade. It's now like about over 100 years old. The camels used to sit on it and all that. And it's made out of dye, vegetable dye. And, you know, natural vegetable flower dye. And one of the prominent colors in it is red. And it's not a bright red, but it's red. And, you know, what I find about that is that red can generate so many emotions. But I think the point to what you're saying is we can bring in the energy of color.
And we are a tapestry of different frequencies, each represented, they represent a color. They also represent a sound.
Yes.
And I'm talking color today.
Yes.
And so when you reflect on each of these, you are then asking for all of them to be in balance. So after you've contemplated each one, then you're going to see the whole rainbow. And then when you bring that rainbow to your field, you are restored.
It's so funny you were talking about this. Let me just drop this in and then you can roll on. I have an orange car. I have an orange SUV. It's my second one, which means I'm probably 6 years into driving an orange Rogue, 6 years into it. Linda said, you know, they're really getting hard to get. Now, this is a very special color. It's a special candy apple orange. It's bright. I come out and I come in my garage and I pull out in the dark Pacific Northwest and I drive an orange car. And when I bought the car, it was pretty much the only one on the road. What I've noticed now in 5 years passing, I'm not alone with that, but it makes me smile. It makes me smile. And for me, living where I live, I want to walk out in a gray day and look at this bright
and noticeable. And you want the people in the other lane to see you coming.
Yeah, I don't even think it. Linda brought that up. I didn't even think about that. You know, to be honest with you, I had never gotten pulled over till Linda drove the car. She's not listening, so I can talk about this. And I kept telling her, can you please slow down on this road? Because, you know, you're going to go back to Jersey. You're driving the car, but I still have the orange car. But isn't it funny, though, how color can shift our energy?
Mm-hmm. And then we just for balance, we're going to have to remember violet.
Oh, yes. Oh, you can't forget violet.
So, I always remember St. Germain, the violet flame, and I remember amethyst. For me, violet is amethyst. Could be a sunset.
I got it back there.
But anyway, so we've done ground, and we've done center, and find your way to do balance. Perhaps you want to do the elements. You want to think about earth. Feel what earth means to you, how it feels inside you. Think about air, how that feels. Fire. I can easily go to fire when I'm getting triggered through the day. But here's something, a little bit of a digression. It's our job to fix our reaction and what we contribute to any situation. I can't fix whether people believe in a COVID test or not. I can't fix if they think I am making stuff up in order to charge an extra. But I can fix my reaction to it. And so I'm doing that by ground, center, balance, and align, which I love. So let's just close with talking about alignment.
Yeah, let's.
Alignment for me, this is how I do it, is I have to actively consider my thoughts, where my heart is on that issue, and my action. Now, the Peruvian shamans have three words, Yankai, Yachai, and Munai. Yankai is right walk, Yachai is right thought, Munai is right heart. So your best action in the world is an alignment of those three, all being present. So you don't take an action if your heart and mind aren't balanced. And you can't just sit around and think about it and feel it. You got to act on it. So I go to that place of thinking about my thoughts, but then I also want to take this to the cellular level. Thinking about maybe reflect on your heart rate. Does it feel like your neck veins are pounding because you're so aggravated? And see if you can slow that down. Aligning yourself with the pulse that you want. Align yourself with something calm, steady, resourceful. And then think about, I like to also go cellular, so I like to think about my DNA. How do I smooth out the field so that all of my cellular processes are going right? How do I feel that the minerals in my body are in right alignment? So to me, align is very much an inner task, and it's awareness of my thought and my heart and my action. And believe me, I was in the guano caves a few weeks ago, and I was neither centered nor balanced nor nothing. And I had to work actively at the tapping I told you about earlier. I had to work at each of these processes, and I had to set my intention. Again, this is a mind game. This whole energy and shamanic work, this whole consciousness, it's a mind game. And I don't mean game like frivolous. That's how we change our experience of the world and actually change our reality, is get our head right. And I mean the deeper part of our heads, our intentions, how we view what we're going to bring forth. And I want to take the last couple minutes. Pat, do you have anything to add?
No, I want you to keep rolling.
Okay. We have the potential. Well, not only the potential. We are creating the reality and therefore our future. So every time that we can get ourselves grounded, centered, balanced, and aligned, we bring ourselves present and forward out into the future. And that's how we are going to change our evolution and make sure we evolve in sync with the earth, with the sky, with our planet, with our galaxy, with our universe. So don't think that, or I should say this a different way. Know that you are critical. You are critical to our destiny as humans. You are critical to our evolution. So take these processes to spend a few minutes each day to get yourself grounded and centered and balanced and aligned, because we have to bring our best selves forward. We're going to. We are. That's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do, because I need to contribute to our spectacular evolution. So anyway, that's what I think. That's the importance of this kind of work.
Yeah, and what I love about this is, for those of you that missed any part of this, certainly, you know, remember ground, center, balance, align. But please go take a visit at drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. And this is one of the things she does. You know, you can schedule a session with her. You can schedule time with her. And she will help you wherever you are. You may be at the ground part. You may be not at the ground part. You may be having a little bit of an addition right there at the balance part. But what I know about Sharon is she will help you integrate the whole and meet you where you are. Because this is not just about waking up every day. It's about waking up every day and having an amazing day. And sometimes we just can't do this alone. I mean, that's my life lesson right there, was learning, as much as I really became independent at like birth almost, taking the journey alone is really quite painful.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing Healing is slow movement and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in, and let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.